We are looking at a public comment period that expires on July 26th. So this is a short-lived public comment period. And we have set up a website to help people be able to comment. And it's called SaveOurMarineSanctuaries.org, SaveOurMarineSanctuaries.org. And there you will quickly find a sample letter, which you can customize to your own use. And you can hit a button that says Comment Now, and it will take you to a government website called regulations.gov. And at that point, you can paste in the letter, or you can write your own comments. And they're looking for comments on some key points. The first one is what the cost of operating these sanctuaries is. How much does it cost the government to operate them? And it's so ironic they would ask that question, because these are all run on a shoestring. This is really not much money, and expanding them didn't really get them a bigger budget. It got them more stretched to operate them with the same staff. So the cost is what is called de minimis. It's not really a concern to most people, but it's one of the issues they're asking about. The second issue that the executive order requests people to comment on is whether or not there was sufficient public comment and engagement by local elected officials at the time these were expanded. Did the government talk to everybody before expanding, for example, the Greater Farallon Sanctuary? And that's so ironic, because there were hearings all up and down the coast. There were, I think, 1,300 comments, mostly supportive, from the public. There were resolutions from every adjacent county that supported it as we were doing it. And the whole process, just from the first Federal Register notice until the designation, was about 2 years. So now we have a 30-day public comment period to see about undoing them with no hearings. And yet, we have resolutions in hand today, unanimously passed in support, again, now, from the County of Mendocino Board of Supervisors, likewise County of Sonoma Board, County of Marin Board, and the City and County of San Francisco, all unanimously in support of continuing to have this protection in the sanctuaries. And I believe next Tuesday, the County of San Mateo will pass theirs. The City of Santa Cruz has passed a resolution. Now the cities are weighing in. And I was on a conference call today with about 40 NGO conservation groups all over the country, including Hawaii, Michigan, and throughout California, that are all working on this. This is about taking away existing permanent protection from offshore drilling. The concern, of course, is if they take away existing permanent protection from offshore drilling, what follows is offshore drilling right here. And it doesn't take much to see that a parallel process is now ongoing at the Department of Interior. This is a NOAA comment period on the sanctuaries, but over down the street in Washington at the Interior Department is a process to review and rewrite what is called the 5-year Outer Continental Shelf Oil and Gas Leasing Program, different comment period, and that will almost certainly open the California coast to new offshore drilling in places like San Diego, Orange County Coast, Santa Monica Bay, San Luis Obispo, and Sonoma and Mendocino. It's just written on the wall. I mean, they haven't decided it yet, but they're coming for California. In spite of the opposition of the governor, in spite of the opposition of virtually the entire California congressional delegation of both parties, including the opposition of both senators from California. So the sanctuary is kind of our last chance to protect the Sonoma-Mendocino coast and continue existing protection permanently.